doesn't hide a way to control his emotions, if he doesn't learn how to respect women and himself.
I'm afraid for him.
Because when you're in the NBA, when you put money and girls and the spotlight all in fame, if you put all that on top of that problem, like, it'll just escalate.
After months of feeling like her domestic abuse case was hushed by the university, Stephanie Bess is looking for justice. For Bess, a junior at Colorado State University and a D1 track athlete, justice looks like having a voice. Having a voice to tell the story of her abusive relationship with CSU basketball star Gian Clavel, as well as the university's mishandling of her case. Earlier this week, Clavel won Mountain West Player of the Year. This is his last year playing basketball for CSU. Both student-athletes, Bess and Clavel, met in the training room. Bess says Clavel was goofy, supportive, and the two had many similarities.
I fell in love with like, his personality, and, like, he's just, like, this very outspoken Puerto Rican dude.
But Bess says the relationship was not perfect.
I wanted to marry this guy. I was very much in love with him, and you know, I wanted to make it work, and he did too. And you know, he tried to change, but it never happened, and it was just like a cycle.
Clavel declined to interview for the story. However, his lawyer, Eric Fisher, maintains that his client does not believe he is responsible for a pattern of abuse. In July 2015, Clavel was arrested when CSU PD found Clavel and Bess in a verbal altercation on their way to couples counseling.
When you love somebody and you care about somebody, you hope that they are going to change.
Bess says after a year and a half-long relationship full of love and care, but infected with manipulation and verbal abuse, she decided enough was enough.
Eventually, it just got to the point where, you know, I had to leave. I had to leave it.
According to Bess and a couple other sources, Clavel did not take the breakup well. Those close to Bess said they could confirm ongoing verbal harassment following the breakup. Mason White, who worked at the same mall as Bess during the summer of 2016, became close with Bess after Clavel and Bess separated. White described the end of the relationship as intense.
It was constant. He was constantly, like, texting her and calling her, and if she answered, he would start yelling at her. I was kind of like, I'm so upset. Like, she put him on speakerphone one time, and I was like, holy cow.
White described a time when Clavel left early from a basketball tournament in Las Vegas to drive to Fort Collins to confront Bess in her home. Incidents like this led White to encourage Bess to file a restraining order. Another witness, Caroline Winkler, has worked at a mall selling makeup with Bess for over a year now. Over the summer, she witnessed Clavel coming into the mall to confront Bess several times after their breakup.
I say I would have thrown him in here at least 3-4 times. After the one time he was here a while, I said to Stephanie, because we're friends, that, you know, I didn't want to intervene, but I said if he comes in again, I'll just come over and, you know, say that you need to come over here, I need you for something, so that we get him to leave. He was being very nasty and just not nice to her at all.
According to the police report, Bess filed for a restraining order following an incident on November 3rd. The report said Clavel followed Bess outside Moby Arena, cursing, yelling, and attempting to physically restrain her against her will. At one point, Clavel took her backpack, which contained Bess's phone, wallet, and keys. When he was later interviewed by police, Clavel admitted that he attempted to force her to stay and talk to him during the incident. While Bess said she did not intend for Clavel to be arrested, her report warranted it, a reality she was deeply conflicted over. Later that night, she messaged Clavel to clarify she did not wish for him to be arrested. Following the event, Bess began processing the relationship as a whole. She became overwhelmed.
The first time, I totally put the entire blame on me, and it's a very common thing that victims do.
Although Bess did not intend for Clavel to be arrested, she was surprised that the case had been dropped, and by the lack of consequences he faced. She said she feels student-athletes should be held more accountable for misconduct. When I spoke to Clavel's lawyer, Eric Fisher, he maintained Clavel is grateful for university support. Quote, He's thankful that CSU stood behind him and gave him a chance to finish up his schooling and basketball career. November turned to December as Bess's frustration over Clavel's lack of consequences grew. He had only been suspended from playing basketball for 9 games. Bess asserts that the current system does not do enough to help victims.
You know, Jean has had a voice throughout this, and I haven't. And so I guess once they know the truth, like, I think that's what I want. And I want to inspire other victims. Because there's plenty of them on campus who are victims of rape or assault or verbal abuse or physical abuse, and having the courage to speak up and to show what the university has done to me.
She became inspired to ask for help over winter break when she ran into issues over gym time. According to her and Clavel's no contact order, the two had to maintain a distance. Christine Suzumel, the deputy Title IX coordinator for athletics, wrote in an email to the Collegian that in cases where both students must maintain a distance, whoever was present first at the gym, or whoever had scheduled an appointment time, is given priority over the other student athlete. However, she claims Clavel's gym time was prioritized. Bess leaned on her track team and coaches throughout this time.
Almost like father figures. They've given me advice. They've just been like a huge support system. And my track team too. The family between all of us.
Coaches encouraged her to get help from Suzumel regarding gym time. The two set up a meeting over break. According to Bess, Suzumel apologized for issues with gym use, but discouraged Bess from doing anything more.
Throughout the entire conversation, she was just trying to protect Gian and the basketball team. And she said, you know, Gian's been through enough, like with his injuries, and this is the last year. Like, she was trying to convince me not to do anything.
According to Bess, Suzumel told her that Clavel had been through enough with his injuries and pointed out that it was his last year to play collegiate basketball. Suzumel did not confirm or deny these accusations. In an email to the Collegian, she said she would not share information regarding Bess's specific case. Quote, out of respect for the privacy of our student athletes and the confidentiality they're entitled to. For now, she hopes to inspire others, victims of abuse or gender-based violence who haven't come forward, holding athletes and the university accountable.
By having a voice, inspiring other victims out there, like across the country, to stand up for themselves and share their story and not allow universities or whoever to hush them, to keep them hushed.
Stephanie Bess is an athlete who has placed at championships and a part-time employee. But when she gets the time, she plans to organize a protest in partnership with the Red Whistle Brigade. And if she can, a game walkout. For the Collegian, this is Tatiana Perfinitelesnik.